Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. The ocean is climate. Climate is ocean. One simply cannot discuss either without the inclusion of both. But that does not always occur. Often in science, policy, and politics, they are viewed as independent entities, a reality that diffuses attention, jurisdiction, effect, and progress. In some non-governmental organizations, in the United Nations, and in some particular acts by particular governing bodies, however, a de facto integration occurs and forward movement achieved. The United Nations Climate Change Secretariat, for example, sponsors a Movement for Change initiative to acknowledge, quote, lighthouse activities, unquote, some of the most innovative, scalable, and replicable examples of what people worldwide at every level of society are doing to address climate change and to benefit the environment, ocean, and otherwise. The 2016 awards were recently announced, and while not always directly related to the ocean, they represent many of the kinds of projects, locally and nationally, that will transform behavior in the name of climate mitigation goals, a source of optimism, by virtue of successful action taken. The 13 awards fall into three categories: Women for Results, Financing for Climate-Friendly Investment, and Information and Communications Technology. Some examples for Women for Results include the W+ Standard in Nepal, a rural distribution network of 1,100 women entrepreneurs facilitating access to clean energy, water, and sanitation products and services in several communities. A woman-led fog harvesting for resilient, sustainable ecosystems in Morocco that introduced a technological innovation inspired by ancient dew collecting practices, providing potable water to the local community. And a woman's empowerment for resilience against climate change in Uganda that establishes women-led groups that pool their savings into a fund from which they borrow and invest into climate-friendly income-generating activities. Some examples for financing for climate-friendly investment include Gothenburg Green Bonds in Sweden, the first municipal issue of bonds specifically for loans and investments that benefit the climate and the environment, and revenue-neutral carbon tax in British Columbia, the first in North America, covering more than 70% of the provincial CO2 emissions with revenue returned to citizens in the form of personal and business tax credits and other financial measures. Examples from information and communications technology solutions include Connected Mangroves in Malaysia, a system that combines cloud, machine-to-machine, and mobile broadband to help the local community restore mangrove plantations, and SolShare in Bangladesh, the world's first technology-enabled peer-to-peer trading network for rural households with or without solar home systems. The awards will be showcased at a series of special events during the next UN Climate Change Conference to be held in Morocco this month. These projects are astonishingly large and small at the same time. They are first of their kind, applied in small villages and large cities, and catalyze investment, local talent, community collaboration, and exemplary implementation that can be duplicated and adapted to other places with similar circumstances. At first glance, they may seem far distant from the ocean. But not so if you remember our initial observation that the ocean and climate are synergistically entwined, that every action taken to meet the challenge of one is by definition an action to meet the challenge of the other. The global switch to solar power will reduce reliance on fossil fuels. The experiments with new forms of investment and trading will augment and change conventional finance structures and corporations that may not be as adaptable to innovation. The collection of fresh water, renewal of mangroves, the empowerment of women as agents of change within our communities, every one of these contributes to the larger question and its answers. Let's be real. Will any of them really make a difference? Absolutely, yes, without doubt. Individually in each specific place, collectively as an amalgam of possibility, real solutions and commitment to new ideas and progress, and internationally as a demonstration that great things in difficult times can be achieved by the power of imagination and human will. And that is a telling expression of optimism from which we can all take heart. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
This World Ocean Radio episode is part of the Earth Optimism series, 24 episodes profiling conservation actions and innovations to reduce our impacts on the planet. The Earth Optimism series is brought to you by the World Ocean Observatory in partnership with the Smithsonian Institution's Ocean Portal to raise awareness of the Global Earth Optimism Summit, during Earth Day weekend, April 21st through 23rd, 2017. Share your ideas at earthoptimism.si.edu.